Adrian the Coltil from the Sunrise Animal Rehousing Group. You can check out the website, sarg.net.au. Brick, morning to you, Nick. How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you, Matt Man.
Terrific. All right, so we've got three to talk about this morning. They're available for adoption. What can you tell us?
Correct. We've still got our beautiful Roxy, our big, beautiful, bouncy Catahoula Hound cross. We are looking for a home that does have another dog for her, somebody that will give her the exercise as well and a bit more training. She is house trained. Her foster carer has crate trained her, so she does like to sleep in her crate at night inside. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl. The other two are our bonded pair, Abby and Rally. They're a pair of Jack Russells, 7 and 8 years old, great with other dogs, great with cats. They love travelling, so they love being in the car. So if you're a grey nomad and you like caravanning, travelling, taking your dogs with you, they're the little dogs for you. So if you've got children over 10, would be great for them.
That particular bonded pair, the Jack Russells, created quite a bit of interest on Facebook and a Triple M page last week. In fact, someone from the USA was saying they'd love to take them.
I saw that. I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit far away, but it's quite interesting to see the geographic that actually looks at the Facebook pages, isn't it?
It certainly is. So if you'd like to check out that bonded pair, we posted it up last week, simply go to facebook.com/MMMSunraysia. Be able to see those two Jack Russells. Very, very cute. And I'd imagine they'd find a home easily enough, you would have thought.
Oh, definitely, definitely. They're a beautiful looking little pair as well.
What can you tell us about the adoption process, Nick?
Yep, so the adoption process, look, it doesn't happen overnight and it's definitely not first come, first served. We just look for the right home for them, something that they're used to having. So if they're used to being travelling in cars, you know, caravans, somebody home all the time, that's what we look for in their application. So we do like to get references, so either a vet reference, a personal reference. If you're in a rental, we do need the landlord's permission that you can have animals. So it certainly doesn't happen overnight. It's a bit of a process to go through.
All right, further details, check out the page or check out the website, sarg.net.au. Otherwise, you can have a look at their Facebook page as well. It's the Sunraysia Animal Rehousing Group. Great to catch up with you, Nick. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a fantastic Wednesday and we'll catch up again next week, eh?
Certainly will. Thanks, Matt Man.
Thank you very much. Nicole Teal at Sunraysia's Triple M.